This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. What strikes you first is the randomness. The bridge between Minneapolis and St. Paul seemed no different than any other bridge. And then, at the height of last night's rush hour, Courtney Jensen was parking near it.
And we just heard a loud rumble. And I turned around and I saw the road come down. And I said, oh my gosh, call 911, 35W, just collapsed.
Now, so far this morning, here's what's known. At least 4 people are dead. Many more are injured, and as many as 30 people are missing. Dozens of cars are still in the water after the bridge collapse, and while authorities do not think terrorism caused this collapse, it leaves them to determine what did. Let's go now to Minneapolis to reporter Mark Zedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio. He's near the bridge, as he has been for much of the morning. And Mark, what are you seeing now?
Well, a whole contingent of reporters is gathered here awaiting our 2 U.S. senators, Republican Norm Coleman and Democrat Amy Klobuchar, the governor, Tim Pawlenty, the mayor of Minneapolis, along with the transportation secretary, Mary Peters. They have, it's my understanding, been taking an aerial tour of the collapsed bridge and will be coming down and talking to the reporters. Earlier, we heard from rescue officials who made it very clear that today is not a rescue day for them. It is a recovery day, and that they're acting accordingly very differently. They are moving very deliberately and slowly, and began the morning trying to ascertain the status of the wreckage, whether it was safe to send teams of divers in to begin recovering what they say they know to be some bodies. They would not give us a number of how many bodies they know to be trapped in vehicles underneath the wreckage, but they said they had hoped to begin some of that today, and once they started, they thought they'd be working around the clock.
What did you see as the sun came up today?
Well, I was off in a distance because they're really keeping a pretty wide perimeter and people away from the wreckage. But you can see on either side of the banks, big juts of concrete kind of sticking up with girders, you know, huge girders poking out from them. And then in the center part of it, it's difficult to see what is there because it is so caved in and basically lying on the river bottom, we're told by the authorities. And for people who are, you know, familiar with the stretch of the river in downtown Minneapolis, it just stands out that something's missing. It's, in some respects, more what you don't see than what you do see.
This must be a bridge that people crossed over all the time without even thinking about it.
Oh, I assume so. Some stats that were 2 or 3 years old, I believe, said that every day 140,000 vehicles pass this bridge. So most everybody around these parts is familiar with the bridge and accordingly really paying attention to what's going on right now.
Now, Mark, I know we're very early here in the investigation. It's certainly too early to talk about what caused this, but what clues are authorities looking at and what questions are they asking as best you can determine?
Well, there was work going on the bridge. What was kind of characterized as, you know, routine resurfacing. So, of course, everybody's wondering, could that have had something to do with it? But the company that was involved in that has made it very clear that what they were doing had nothing to do with structural elements of the bridge. So the big question for everybody is what would cause the structural parts of the bridge just all of a sudden to collapse and cave in? The governor has been saying that the bridge was inspected in 2006 and in 2005, but now we're getting more information about inspections and then that the governor, those inspections the governor has referenced, he says gave the bridge a clean bill of health as far as you know, the integrity of the structure. We're also hearing other stories that other inspections indicated that the bridge might need to be replaced down the road, but local transportation officials are saying that doesn't mean it's not safe and adequate at the time that those determinations were made. So really the focus now that it appears there are no more survivors is, you know, how did this happen, and then how did we, you know, get the victims and the bodies out?
Mark, thanks for your work throughout the morning.
You're welcome.
That's Mark Zedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio. He's in Minneapolis.